America.
Hi.
Everything all right, Jen Jen?
Hi.
Sure. Hi.
How you doing?
Case open for Tuesday, the 8th of February, 2011. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, we're going to make her feel well and you feel well, because that is the job of all of us here on the Good Day program. We're not going to cave in to all those people who are angry and nasty and full of hate and full of fear. That will not happen here on this program. Not right now. That sounds like an excerpt from the movie. Ever seen the Treasure of Sierra Madre?
No.
Ever seen that movie? Never saw that movie.
I've been to Sierra Madre.
All right. So I want you to, your homework assignment, Jennifer, is to get the Treasure of Sierra Madre and watch it. It's one of the classic movies. Classic movies.
Who's
it's
in
almost,
it?
It's a Humphrey Bogart movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it has great message in it. It's almost as classic as, let's see here, The Green Hornet. That's out right now.
Is that where this comes from?
We don't need no badges.
Yes.
I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
That is exactly right, Michael. That's exactly where that comes from, the Treasure of the Sierra Madre. All right, so the treasure of the Good Day program is Jennifer Horn. Hopefully some of you think I'm a treasure. It's so funny, when I go into areas, yesterday I was in Salt Lake City, and the sweetest lady, I was in Jack Stockwell's office.
Uh-huh.
Those of you who are followers of the program and know that Jack is somebody that we use as a med expert. He's not for meds, but he is one of the two experts that I have. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who will be with us, I think, a little bit later on. He is an expert when it comes to traditional medicine. He blends it, but Jack is a homeopathic. He's a chiropractor. And anyway, so I have been dealing with medical stuff, as I often do, but there are a couple of other things, a couple of complications that have arisen in my work over the last couple of weeks. So I'm spending a little bit more time kind of get it straightened out. And as I have traveled from city to city to kind of like a wandering minstrel, okay, who's going to give me a little advice or a little expertise in this city? Well, all the people that I've been to have been people that I have known. And I've told you all the stories as we went along, pretty much. And nothing that's life-threatening, but things that I need to deal with. Because I, like a lot of you, have had a lot of stress in my life the last year and a half or 2 years, and it's taken its toll physically. But you get into it. It's not like, I'm dropping off the face of the earth. The thing that's good about it is that I'm aware and interested in doing something. It's amazing how many people you hear, Jennifer, who say, I don't want to know. I talked to a friend of mine who's a friend of yours with whom I was going to have dinner last night, but I didn't get back from Salt Lake City until late, and I'll tell you that story in a minute. But he said that when I told him what I was doing in Denver, he wanted to know why I was in Denver. Because he's from a city not far from Denver. We were going to have a dinner, but the snowstorm kept us apart. And so he's in Los Angeles last night, and I wanted to have dinner with him. And anyway, so I told him what I was going through. And he said, well, why would you want to know? I said, because I would like to do. There are things that we can all do. If you know what's going on, you anticipate what's happening, you can fix the problem in most circumstances, or you can deal with it. There are ways of dealing with things. If you're, for example, the Cerescan scan is aimed at determining whether you might have Alzheimer's or a tendency toward it or dementia or Parkinson's or other things. And if you know far enough in advance...
Can you really? Because that was the one set of tests that I just didn't know if I would do either, because...
Mm-hmm.
You don't know if you can do anything to prevent
it. Yeah, you can. There are lots of things. The drug world is treating it, but the homeopathic world, there are a lot of things you can ingest. Simple things, mm-hmm. like fish oil. If you have gobs of fish oil, it'll do wonderful things for your brain. And I've learned that over the years, but it's becoming more and more apparent how important fish oil is and how important the right fats are versus the wrong fats.
Right.
You look at all of these discussions that we are having about health, not only in our country, but around the world, where so many people are changing. I think we talked about this yesterday, sometime last week, about how we have this problem in our world brought about by folks just eating the wrong foods. And it's very inexpensive. If you look at how people, there's so much emphasis on the Middle East now and Egypt. If you could see how some people live, and they live well, Asia's another, certain parts of Asia that haven't been westernized, the people there live easily into their 90s and over 100 because of the way they eat.
Mm-hmm.
Fish, rice, plain
vegetable.
Things from the ground, vegetable, that's it. They don't know butter, they don't know fats, they don't know any of that stuff. Now, the other side of the story is that Jack Stockwell will tell you that you need certain fats, and that's why the omega-3s are important. You need to have some fat. To eliminate all fat from your diet is a big mistake, because your body needs fat. Your brain, more than anything else, needs fat. It's just got to be the right fat. Good fat, bad fat. Oprah, Uma.
Yeah. You're all wound up. Well,
here's what happened.
Night?
I had the most traumatic plane ride I have had since I was in college yesterday.
What happened?
I thought surely it was over. There was a big, big storm that blew into Salt Lake yesterday afternoon as I was leaving and got on the plane to fly back to Los Angeles. And it has, I'll tell you, I haven't taken one trip, not one leg
yeah,
of any trip. It hasn't been affected
it's
by the
been
weather.
Bumpy, yeah.
So this big black cloud comes in, and my plane was due to take off about 3:15, and so all the planes are full. There was a problem with the plane going someplace. I don't know. So anyway, the plane was filled up, and so as people are sitting on the runway, they're looking out the window. They see this big black cloud, and there's a couple of smaller, younger kids there saying, "Mommy, mommy, what does all that mean?" And Mommy says, "Oh, it's okay. We'll be safe. We'll get out of here." But, well, we sat on the ground for 45 minutes, finally took off. And you know how when you can't see anything, and a place like Salt Lake, which is surrounded by mountains, you automatically think, okay, are we up high enough to get around the mountains? Knowing full well intrinsically that, yeah, the equipment on the planes is so good that it certainly can give you the topography and you know where you are, even if you can't see where you are.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't tell whether there is rough air. You can tell what's, you know, what you can measure, what you can, you know, what's basically what you can touch, but you can't touch rough air. And even though the planes that had taken off before, they tell the other planes, you know, what the conditions are. Once you're up in the air, hey, where are you going to go?
Okay, good luck.
Yeah. So we took off in this, it was raining, but it wasn't bad. Temperature's about 40-something degrees. And, you know, we headed toward the mountains and, you know, you lose your perspective when you can't see, so you can't even feel the plane going up. But we were already up at about 15, 16,000 feet, and all of a sudden, it was like somebody took a hammer, God took a hammer and whacked the plane. It was like a jolt, wham!
Did it drop, or did you just hit a big air pocket?
Dropped and hit an air pocket, and the plane twisted and turned, and I thought the thing was going to go inside out. And I'm sitting next to this mother with her small daughter, and the daughter is all scared, and they hold hands. And you see the knuckles, the old white knuckles.
Aww.
Light. And but the plane is like just bamity, bam, bam, bam. And one of the flight attendants got on and was talking about something, and you can hear her voice. And so she finally hung up. And the major problem that pilots don't seem to get, and I don't know why they aren't trained in this, when something like that goes on, get on the intercom and tell people what's going on. Don't ignore what people are thinking and their fears. Calm them down. Because anybody, I've flown a lot. You can go through a heck of a lot. It just is discomforting. It is. There's no question that it is very, very, very upsetting to go onto a plane and get banged around like that.
Plus, you're in a group mentality.
Right.
At that
point. People start screaming. I mean,
everybody's screaming around.
Right. And people were screaming on the plane. And so the captain, his response, I thought that was, Delta. I've been on both United and Delta this weekend. They both have, merged with other airlines, and they come on with their BS at the beginning of the flight. I'm the president of the airline, and we're going to offer you some great things. And meanwhile, you sit when you try to get off the plane in Denver for 15 minutes while they find a ground crew to come open the door to get you off the plane. You know, that kind of stupid stuff that happens when airlines get too big. But anyway, I think the pilot did a disservice to the people. The crew was fine. The flight attendants were fine. They've obviously been doing this for a long time. But it's that emotion that you can't get away from, because where do you go?
Mm-hmm.
You can't get off the plane. You know, by that time, the plane speeds up to 300, 350, like that. So you are completely at the mercy of the gods, as far as I'm concerned. There's nothing else.
Yeah, there's no control. Well, that's
no.
To be a good flyer, you have to be able to just let it go when you get on the plane. Because there's nothing you can do and know where you can go.
Right, exactly.
And if you all are afraid of flying out there, I'm sorry I upset you on your Wheaties.
Don't fly, just stay home. All right, anyway, so that's my tale from yesterday.
Scary.
Yeah, but it's something that you go through and you kind of work your way through it. not a bad thing, not a good thing, just one thing, one of the many challenges of being a traveler. 17 after the hour on Good Day.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish. Two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent-to-own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn. The same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-1454. 1-800-441-1454. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-1454.
Tonight on History. Only in America with Larry the Cable Guy.
I want to go into cities and towns that have something that is completely unique to America.
From making moonshine to a slam dunking donkey.
How's that for living the American dream?
You haven't seen America until you've seen it with Larry.
Only in America with Larry the Cable Guy. Right here on History.
Let's get her done! Premieres tonight at 9 p.m. 8 Central. Only on History.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. We're looking at some of the things that are going on with Richie and Jennifer as we sometimes I feel compelled to spend some time. Sometimes I get the context of the sentence. Sometime I feel that it is necessary to spend some time on some of the top stories of the day. Does that make sense?
Somewhat.
Somewhat.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Good. And I will tell you something. What I don't feel like spending any time on is another rehash of the Super Bowl. Give me a break with this. The stuff about the national anthem. Get off of it.
Yeah, we're done.
Oh, my God. Have you nothing else, man, in your life to talk about? Woo-hee. I'm got bunga.
Because she's been in the tabloids lately, so they're just jumping on the bandwagon.
It does go to show, though, that performance in front of that size of an audience can make or break you, no matter who you are.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, 2020 news quiz. I want to know if you know what Nemesis is. What's Nemesis? 800 is a reference. You can Google it. Nemesis. What is Nemesis? 800-510-8255.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vax.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.
Charlotte and I will share usually a different fruit-flavored ice cream cone every day. I eat most of the ice cream and she eats the cone. She loves it. She'll lick the ice cream off of it and then she chomps. She waits until I give her the whole thing.
Okay, so you actually swap spit with your dog, right?
Well, and she gets it after I do.
You don't give her a sneaky lick?
Yeah, once in a while. Yeah, once in a while. Puppy love.
Having fun with Doug Stephan today.
Isn't it romantic merely to be young on such a night as this? Isn't it romantic? Every note that song is mine.
Jen, do you want to dance?
Thank you, Rich. Call you
Rich McFadden, meet Jennifer Horne. Jennifer Horne, meet Rich McFadden.
How you
waiting
doing?
For a woman like you all my life.
Make great music together.
That's right.
One of the premier interpreters of the Great American Songbook is Michael Feinstein. Doing a lot of concert performances around the country. Maybe you've seen him. Does a lot of traditional classic American songs, and he's introducing more and more jazz numbers into his repertoire. Doing a PBS special now, spending a lot of time in Las Vegas. You can see that because the Las Vegas crowd is basically older, and people find this guy appealing. Let's listen for a minute, Richie, and see what the appeal is.
Or she'll get the sack. And when I take a shower.
He, interestingly enough, grew up in Cincinnati as a neighbor of the Clooneys. Same family that Peru. He's the same age, as a matter of fact, as George Clooney.
Yeah. Maybe close. Was into Clooney's mother, right? Or aunt?
He actually worked for her.
Ah. Is it aunt or mother?
Aunt. Rosemary Clooney was his aunt. Nick Clooney and Rosemary, brother and sister.
Okay.
So George's aunt was Rosemary Clooney.
And Nick Clooney was a news guy, right?
No. Nick was a news guy in Cincinnati. Yes, correct. You are right, Richard. Yep. He says that she influenced him more than anybody else. Fred Astaire also is... someone who influenced him, Fred Astaire, not necessarily known as a singer, though. He didn't like his own singing, but he worked for him, apparently, as a young kid. That must have been, man, that was interesting. Because Fred Astaire has been dead for, what, 20-some-odd years?
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, mid-80s or something?
I think so, yeah. Anyway, so we pay some tribute to singer and pianist Michael Feinstein here. For a moment, musical connections are something that we like to make. Few bits and pieces of snippets of popular songs and quizzes and that sort of thing. Speaking of quizzes, the meaning of the word nemesis. I asked that question. Let me clarify.
Please.
Here what it is that I'm looking for. There is a lot of discussion in certain circles about the end of the world. And Nemesis plays a role in some of those discussions. All right, maybe that helps. There is, if I give you too much more, it's sort of, there's a certain amount of focus on 2012 and the Kali Yuga world cycles and Nostradamus and predictions and stuff. But Nemesis has become a new name for something. See if you can figure out if you know what it is. I'm not talking about what the meaning of that word is.
Yeah, we're not looking for the actual meaning.
No, what is an object? What is it? 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Can I make a deal with you? I'll give you $100, and you can give me $1,000. Sound crazy? Well, if you're carrying a balance on your credit card month after month, you've already taken that bad deal. That's right. You've made a deal with the credit card company that could be costing you thousands in high interest and late fees. If you want to get debt-free once and for all, you need to call Credit Guard of America right now for free information. Just call 1-800-724-1077. We work directly with your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we roll everything into one affordable monthly payment, so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. It's that simple. No more credit card payments, no more collection calls. If you made a bad deal with the credit card company, it's time to get debt-free starting today. Call Credit Guard of America for free information. 1-800-724-1077. That's 1-800-724-1077.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig for today's modern smoker.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Store near you.
Time to have a good day, courtesy of the Good Day Gang. Right now in this hour, Jennifer Horn is here and Rich McFadden is here. We're talking about things that are of interest and importance, not necessarily all of the things that everybody else is talking about. I try to leave that to the people that don't have much imagination. Does that sound too critical? I'm bored by the stuff that everybody else talks about. Besides, this is a big, wide, wonderful world, and there are so many things that are going on. Don't you want to broaden your horizons? Don't you want to make your brain bigger? Don't you want to reach out and touch something and somebody that's beyond the usual gobbledygook that's out there? That's the question, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
What is nemesis?
It's not what you think it is.
Amy calls us, 800-510-8255. Where'd Amy go?
She's right here. I just need to push this button because I forgot
you
didn't have your buttons.
I don't have my buttons. Right. Hey, Amy, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Where are you?
I'm in Montpelier, Vermont.
Montpelier, Vermont. Is cold up there? What's the temperature there this morning?
Oh, that I don't know.
No.
Cold. I'm guessing cold.
It's cold. Whatever.
Once
it is.
You hit a certain right. point.
So what do you think nemesis means? What are we talking about when we talk about nemesis?
Like, it's your enemy?
Okay. All right. Now, this, I should have, perhaps one thing I might have done here differently. The term nemesis.
Yes, that's what nemesis means.
Yes. And
by
the way.
That's not what we're looking for.
Well, I'm not. Let me give her some credit here, Richie.
Right.
The nemesis I'm talking about begins with a capital N. Therefore, it is a proper name that has been assigned to something that is, in fact, a nemesis. So the word nemesis, as you presented it to us, an enemy, yes, this object that I'm talking about very much could be our enemy if what is being said about this object comes true. Does that help any? You're not right, but you're not wrong. You've given us a place to start in the conversation. All right? The correct definition, as I've explained it more clearly, we're looking for an object. What is the object known as nemesis?
And it's making news, right?
It's making news. Yes, it is making news. And it's hard to imagine it because it can't be seen even though we know it's there. All right? Is that more confusing than one might
think? Do we know it's there or just do we think it's
there? We know it's there. Yeah, we know it's there.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it is very interesting. Thank you, Amy. 800-510-8255. So to clarify, we're looking for a nemesis as it applies. It's a name of something, all right? And therefore, the capital N, if you used it in the usual context in which Amy, for example, used it for or in, then it would be a small N. What is nemesis? 800-510-8255. I'll give you a little more of a clue here, a little more balance in the conversation. Because so many people are so concerned about the weather. I was talking about the storm that I was in and how rough it was. We have storms like this all the time. Every year there are tornadoes and there are really bad thunder and lightning storms. And people sometimes take off in planes and get caught in them and they get pretty scared. But the planes, you know, make it through all right. That story was only indicative of me telling you from my perspective, how quickly this thing moved in and how rough and violent it was. Now, in terms of our overall weather picture, here in America, we have had a lot of snow, and the predictions are that Nemesis will influence us again next year. There will be more cold and more snow. There are predictions that some areas of our country may see 9 feet of snow next year because of the influence of this object. All right,
coming to you, Jennifer.
And
we've had enough.
In terms of Australia, for example, a really violent storm there. Now, there have been plenty of violent storms, but if you go back 11, 12,000 years, there are in increments, 12,000 years, and you go back 24,000 years and so forth and so on. The other indicator of how the change is brewing is the Gulf Stream and how it has become extraordinarily weak. Some say it's the influence of La Nina, and El Nino changes it, and yada, yada. But there hasn't been the kind of weather in northern Europe, England, and over in France and Germany. This has been a rough winter. Snow and conditions that are happening because the Gulf Stream is weakened at the moment. Why is that? Is it just a natural course of things? Is it global warming? Or is it something else? 800-510-8255. All right, Richie, who do you want me to speak to now?
I don't know. Talk to Robin.
Robin, how are you? Welcome to Good Day. Nice to hear from you.
How you doing?
Hi. Well, how are you doing?
You're talking to me, right?
Your name, Robin?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm talking to you.
The Nemesis is the sun. It's a bigger sun. It's coming in, and we'll be able to see it soon with a telescope, but it's 10 times bigger than our sun, or much more. But it's going to affect the magnetic fields in our solar system, in our around the Earth, and then different things going to be sending out radiation. It's really, we may have to get out. We may not be able to go outside during the day for a while. I mean, if it comes to it, it could come to that because of the radiation coming from it.
All right, you're starting. We're on a fairly firm footing. Hold on just a second, sir. Tony, you've called us at 800-510-8255. You want to give us more on Nemesis than we got from that gentleman?
I think it's like an asteroid that they're saying may hit the Earth in 2036 or something like that, which would start another ice age or maybe just annihilate everybody, one of those.
Very pleasant. Now, from my understanding of what the circumstance is, Nemesis was referred to for a long time as Planet X. I remember talking about Planet X last year. Rich, you remember us talking about Planet X last year? Well, now it's called Nemesis because we have learned more about it in terms of what it is, where it is, and what it's doing. And as things leak out, various sources, not only in America, but in Japan, all over Asia, people are talking about this. There are the European Space Agency, the Japanese Space Agency, the Chinese, and one other international sort of conglomerate have sent rockets into space to look, to examine this thing, because you can't see it from any telescope on Earth. However, there was enough information from the Hubble to get people curious about it. And so from that, there have been lots of other undertakings to try to figure out where and what this thing is. The theory that seems to have the most weight at the moment, hopefully it's not the right theory, is that this is the twin to our sun. Apparently, there is a theory again, and this all theory because you don't really. I mean, what do we last week? We saw a story from various sources suggesting there are three times as many planets in the universe as we once thought because we're getting new information from lots of these telescopes that are going up from all points in the globe to look out there and see what the heck there is in the universe that we have to deal with. Some of it's curiosity, some of it's about protection, some of it's just, I'll tell you one thing, it's all amazing. The information that we are gleaning, if you really settle into it, is really, really fascinating. And so in terms of Nemesis, as I understand it, and somebody can call me and correct me if I'm wrong, are not on the right path. 800-510-8255. Nemesis is a dark star. That is, it cannot be seen. But it is something that has, because it mirrors our sun, and the theory, again, back
it actually
to another
kind of revolves around our sun, right?
In a way, yes. And in some circumstances, there are those who believe that each planet that has a visible sun has likewise, not each planet, each galaxy, each solar system that has its own sun has a sun that's lit and a sun that's dead. And they are, and this is the first, this theory is only about 40 years old.
A brown dwarf.
It's a dwarf sun at the moment. That is a dwarf.
Or a red dwarf.
Yes. So it doesn't have energy because it is so cold, it never lit, if you will. But the theory is as it comes into the closer orbit of, or comes in closer as it has apparently in the past, but not for hundreds of thousands of years, it brings with it the potential, if it gets close enough to our sun, to ignite, to light. And therefore, we would have two suns, and it would change the magnetic reality of the whole solar system. And with it, would
not to mention, you'd get a really good tan that day.
Yeah, you'd be really, you'd be pretty hot. It would be the end of the planets that are closest into the sun. So, and some people, and if you go to Google, what's the equivalent of Google Earth to the stars? They call it Google
Sky.
Oh, no, it's no.
Google, but no, yeah.
I have it right here on my.
Thank you, Jennifer. That's what I was thinking too, but that's. But
let's see Google, if it's on there.
It's Google. No, it isn't. It's been blocked out. That's
oh, really?
The point. Where it was, it all used right. to be in there,
Google
and
Earth.
Now it's blocked out. It's not Google Earth. It's Google whatever the opposite is. Turn it around. If you do Google Earth and you turn it around, look at this out in outer space.
Yeah.
Where this thing was before, there's a rectangular blocking it out of the screen.
It's some white out.
Yeah. So why is that? Why did they take it out of Google Earth? Why is it that that thing has been taken out?
So it could be the end of humanity, or they could be wrong.
Yeah.
Huh.
Whatever. Pretty interesting, 50, though,
50.
Isn't it? Huh? Yeah, pretty interesting stuff when you get down to it. So,
very interesting.
Take care of these people, Richard.
Yeah, we'll take Tony and Robin. I'll get a little something.
Thank you both for those of you who are close enough to what it is that turns a lot of us on, these sorts of things. I have faith that in the goodness and the largesse, if you will, of the universe. But these things, who knows what happened? The other thing about the weather, we're affected by all kinds of things that we, A, can't predict and we don't understand. Because we don't have the real knowledge. It's all speculation. So could this thing be the reason that things are changing on Earth as it gets closer and closer? If it's that powerful, is it going to have that much of an influence on us? Who the heck knows? But it is interesting to talk about it. Not as interesting, certainly, as whether or not, it may be that President Hosni Mubarak will change.
Bless you.
Yeah. His whole existence is so powerful it could change the weather on the Earth, right? Isn't that what's going to happen? If he leaves, it'll be the end of the world, according to some who are...
For him.
Yeah, exactly. He's only worth $80 billion. Now, 14 before the hour, Valentine's Day, next Monday, M-O-N-D-A-Y, next Monday. Running out of time there, boys and girls, to get in on the deals for romantic bouquets. The ones that are so wonderful. You can just imagine. Close your eyes, unless you're driving, and imagine one dozen red roses, how beautiful they would be in a glass vase, or two dozen assorted roses, how beautiful they would be as they open up. And then imagine a free box of chocolates to go along with those assorted roses, and then imagine the price of $29.99, and you think, my God, roses and chocolates for under $30. How can you get that deal? Well, it's one of those deals and steals that Roberta Fasanelli likes to talk about, only you're not stealing anything. These people are selling, ProFlowers.com is selling this stuff right now, and they are selling them by the boatload. So get in on the ProFlowers guarantee. It'll be there on Valentine's Day and fresh, and stay that way for at least a full week. This is an exclusive deal expiring on midnight Friday, so do not wait to place your order. Here's what you do. You go to 800-PRO-FLOWERS, mention Doug, or go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone at the top right-hand corner, and type in Doug, D-O-U-G. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone. Type in Doug, D-O-U-G. Do not wait. Do it now. Proflowers.com-Doug.
The morning sun will guide me. I count the days till you're beside me. It'll take more than miles to separate you and me. Cause my heart is there with you. As the forge starts to brew. Waking up to that aroma that always pulls us through. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
The holidays have come and gone, but for many people, a few pounds remain in the new year. To help, Fiber One Yogurt introduces the new blueberry flavor, with real pieces of blueberries in each creamy cup. With 50 calories, 5 grams of fiber, and 0 grams of fat per serving, plus the delicious flavor people expect from Yoplait, it's a zero-guilt way to cure your post-holiday dieting blues. Here's best-selling author, star of a new Cooking Channel show, and creator of the Hungry Girl daily newsletter, Lisa Lillian.
Now is a great time of year to get back on track. People are always asking me for non-boring, low-calorie snack ideas. I look for things that are filling and satisfying, but they also have to taste good. I'm working with Yoplait Fiber One Yogurt, and their new blueberry flavor is really, really great. It has pieces of fruit and just 50 calories, 5 grams of fiber, and 0 grams of fat. So I think it's a snacking home run.
Fiber One Yogurt is available nationwide in strawberry, peach, vanilla, key lime pie, and now in blueberry. Visit FiberOne.com for more information. I'm Barbara Fox.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You could enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
A foggy day in London town.
It was one foggy day in London town when William Boyce met Sir Robert Baden-Powell. Matter of fact, it was this day in 1910, a foggy day in London town, when this fellow lost his way and a young boy guided him. Mr. Boyce visiting England.
Thank you.
He was supposed to meet Mr. Powell. And interestingly enough, it's a relatively long story, but I can make it short. These two guys got together, and the young boy that guided Mr. Boyce over to Mr. Powell's house was offered a reward, or I guess he was offered some money for helping Mr. Boyce find his way to Mr. Powell. And the boy said, no, it's okay. I'm a scout. And scouts don't accept rewards for doing a good thing. Mr. Powell and Mr. Boyce got a hold of that idea. Mr. Powell apparently started the British Scouts. And Mr. Boyce brought back to America the idea of creating a group of scouts. And thus, the Boy Scouts of America was born. Out of this one episode where a kid helped this man find his way in the fog.
If the scouts weren't invented yet, then why did he say he was a scout?
He was a local scout. It was a scout. It wasn't an American scout. It was an English. He was an English scout. British scouts existed before Boy Scouts of America existed, Richie.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks for asking.
I get it. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-308. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Now 30, whoops, wait a minute, 53 past the hour. 5-3, not 3-3. 53 at the hour. I don't want to make you late for work. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Jennifer and Richie, and now Alex Goldframe. Say it again, Doug. That's better. Alex Goldframe is the technology tailor. Can you guess, Richie, who's leading the field in electronic book reading? Electronic book reading.
Because well, I love it.
You've got the iBook, you've got the Nook, and you've got the...
Cranny.
The Cranny.
And the Kindle.
And the Kindle.
You don't have a Cranny, you have a Nook, but you don't have a Cranny? I think you were too...
The Nook is pretty hot right now, but the Kindle has been out for so long.
Yeah, I think it's the Kindle.
But the iBook is the...
Really?
Mac Daddy. I'm going to say iBook.
All right,
I'm
going to
go Kindle.
Out. Kindle. Jennifer says Kindle. Richie says iBook. We'll find out what Alex Goldframe, the technology tailor, says he's got the guy. He's got the answer. He's the man in the know. Next on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later...
Wow, I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldframe.
Guess who's reading electronic books? Young people. The New York Times reports that the publisher HarperCollins says that ebooks made up 25% of all young adult sales in January. That's up from just 6% a year ago. At St. Martin's Press, young adult electronic books accounted for just 6% of total digital sales last year, but this year, the number is up to 20%. Could this be a case of adults influencing the younger generation in technology? I think so. At first, it was adults buying ebook readers like Amazon's Kindle and later Barnes & Noble's Nook. These devices were expensive, costing as much as $400. But now a Kindle can be had for $120, and many kids have watched their parents enjoy and rave about their ebook readers. Plus, have you seen a child's backpack lately? I'm sure they're grateful to reduce the load, and now that there's more content available suitable to them, I think we'll see sales going up for a long time. Also, nice side effect, kids reading for fun. I'm Alex Goldframe.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
All right, so we have the answer to that question now. Identifying fraud damages, consumers and businesses, something experts say, these are things that you can do to avoid becoming a victim. Identify fraud damages, consumer and businesses. Again, into this identity fraud thing. Bobby Owens has some surprising numbers from the latest identity fraud reports.
There's some mixed news in the latest identity fraud survey report released by Javelin Strategy and Research. Javelin President Jim Van Dyke says the good news from the 2011 report is identity fraud victims in the U.S. decreased 28% last year.
It's encouraging. Javelin study found there were 3 million fewer victims in 2010 than 2009, and total fraud fell $19 billion. But every time someone was victimized, the average cost to resolve fraudulent debts and fees increased 63% to $631. So-called friendly fraud also grew. Last year, 14% of all identity fraud crimes were committed by someone the victim knew.
Van Dyke says that means you have to stay vigilant.
Keep your personal data private and don't share answers to common security questions on social networks. Also, monitor your accounts routinely and report all potential problems like lost payment cards or fraudulent charges immediately. This can help reduce your losses and could help catch the fraudsters.
For more on the report and fraud safety tips, log on to idsafety.net. That's Newsbreak from Javelin Strategy and Research.
Did that make any sense? What she said made sense, but I don't know that I did a good job of helping people understand.
It's all right, Decky. It's early.
Identity fraud damages consumers and businesses. But experts say there are things that you can do to avoid becoming a victim. Makes more sense the third time around.
Listen, keep reading it.
I did not. Okay. Identity fraud damages consumers and businesses. But experts say there are things you can do to avoid becoming a victim. Uh-huh. It's good. Sometimes makes more sense the second, third, fourth time around. You know what I mean, Jelly Bean? 59 after on Good Day.